Cell News Time 809. Another check of triple team traffic on this Wednesday. And any better out there, Andy Farnsworth?
Well, I-15 seems to be improving a little bit. You don't actually pick up the northbound delays now until almost 123rd South. That'll continue to 90th, but that's actually an improvement over earlier. Other slow spots to be prepared for, 53rd, 33rd, and just before the downtown exit. One big headache is trying to get to I-15 at the south end. Both 114th, 126th, and Bangor are all slow, almost all the way from Redwood Road to the freeway. So be prepared for as much delay to get on the freeway as it is once you get there, Eric Butler.
At 700 East, we've got a rollover crash. This is right at the beginning of the on-ramp to go westbound on I-80. So if you're northbound on 700 East, right now it looks like you might be able to get through. It looks like they may have opened up one lane. Just be careful going by. I'm not convinced, though, that you're going to be able to go through there. You may have to go up the road and U-turn. Down Utah County, no problems on I-15. Heather?
Traffic is easing a little bit on southbound I-15 from the Layton area to Farmington from the earlier crashes, and your typical rush hour delays on I-15 are now forming from Bountiful into downtown Salt Lake, and we've got slow traffic on 215's West Belt heading south between 2100 North and I-80 West. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or contractor, Diamond Rental has the right equipment for your next project at 12 Utah locations, including their newest store on 12th Street in Ogden. DiamondRental.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.